Here at a gun buyback at Jordan Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Liberty City, police cars and officers are everywhere. Outside the church's entrance sits a table beneath the tent where officers inspect each gun before they give each buyback participant gift cards. Nobody asks any questions about where the guns come from. Non-working guns and rifles go for $50 gift cards. Working guns go for $100 gift cards. Over 100 guns have come through so far, and more are still trickling in. These types of events are becoming more common in an inner-city area of Miami searching for a solution to gun violence. The buyback is the first one of this year, but several were held last year. The goal is simple: get as many guns off the street as possible to reduce gun violence.
We are asking the public to bring in any new guns that they don't use, guns that are found, old guns that don't even work. We just try to rid the community of these weapons so that, you know, we can stop with the tragedies that we're having.
Frederica Burden is the public information officer for the Miami Police. She says that so far, the results of the buybacks have been positive.
When we have these events like this, it slows down, but obviously it doesn't eliminate it altogether. And it makes people more aware of the actual gun violence that is happening in the community. So, you know, this enlightens the community, helps us as police officers gain the trust of the community, because we're all in this together right now.
Developing now in Northwest Miami-Dade, a 15-year-old shot and killed.
It was a violent Monday morning for a Liberty City family as a mother, her pregnant daughter, and her teenage son are all wounded in a drive-by shooting.
And now at 11, Miami-Dade police investigate the deadly shooting of an 18-year-old. It happened in broad daylight.
Since the 1980s, Liberty City has been one of the most crime-ridden and impoverished neighborhoods in Miami-Dade County. Shootings in the area have especially taken a toll on children and young adults. 316 kids and teenagers have been killed in gunfire in just over a decade, according to the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner. Late last month, 6-year-old King Carter was shot and killed in the crossfire of a shooting outside his house. A lot of these shootings and murders go unsolved. According to a Miami Herald article last September, just 94 of 646 contact shootings have been cleared in almost 4 years. People are often unwilling to speak up about possible suspects because they are afraid of the consequences of ratting out someone or collaborating with the police. Miami-Dade County School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has called on people to be more open about perpetrators of shootings.
And here's what I know. The only way that we're going to solve this issue is if people step up and speak up. They need to break the code of silence and collaborate with law enforcement anonymously to let folks know who's doing this.
Anonymity and awareness, Officer Burden says, can help address this fear of speaking up. She pulls out a flyer for an upcoming event in May.
Have the anonymity clause. You don't have to tell, you know, who you are. Nobody knows who called. We're trying to keep something constantly going. So they're coming up with a conference preventing crime in the black community. This is to educate. On top of doing things like this, we educate. So I think without education, we're in trouble.
Just down the road at a local park is a cookout held as part of the buyback. Residents and volunteers and police officers are sitting around eating barbecue and conversing while children play on swings in the playground. Several other police officers are playing football with a group of boys.
What we're trying to do basically is shed the light on the situation. You know, get everybody to come about and everybody's talking about what's going on. There's a senseless killing, but just stop talking about it. Come out and be able to be proactive instead of, you know, passive. We want everybody to know our main thing, let people know there are consequences. You know, if you use it in the commission of a murder, robbing somebody, that there's going to be a consequence.
Lenny Moore is helping to run the cookout and pay for the gift cards at the buyback. He's been in Miami since the 1980s and seen Liberty City in its best and worst of times. he can't pinpoint the violence in the area to one source.
People have become desensitized to murder. They think that's what life is about. Some of the neighborhoods, you have a lot of the kids raising kids, and so they're being friends instead of being parents. The kids basically think they can do whatever they want to do. It's a combination of everything put together. It's like building, making a soup. You know, you ain't just got peas or corn. You got everything, a combination of everything that came in that made the situation what it is right now.
Moore and other residents acknowledge that buybacks and public cookouts cannot be the only solution to violence in Miami. But they hope that as people give away their guns and come together as a community, maybe that next shooting will be less likely to happen.